Welcome to Voices in Between, the podcast with international voices on education and diversity. This is Christoph Knoblauch meeting educational experts and discussing perspectives in between ideas of true and false. Hello, everybody. This is another episode of our podcast dealing with diversity. I'm in Berlin today with Dr. Götze, who is the Landespfarrer für interreligiösen Dialog. And what that means in English, he's going to explain while he's going to introduce himself. Hello.
Yes, hello. Also, welcome in Berlin.
Thank you very much.
I think the pluralistic city of Germany at all. I'm in charge of interfaith dialogue in our church, kind of chaplain for this issue. And the main topics are to have a relationship to the other religions through a mosque or a synagogue or temples or what else, to create a space, like a third space, to bring people together who usually are not meeting each other. Because Berlin is a big, huge city and has a lot of bubbles with their own communities, and they're just dealing with themselves and not so much with the other. So one task is to create such a space that people meet each other and learn from each other. And of course, just to get more knowledge about others, for teachers, for pastors, and so on, or for questions which are raised, is it possible to rent a room to this or that group, maybe a Pentecostal group or a Muslim group, or it is an Islamistic group, or it's another Muslim group, so what is the background of this and that? And so I get a lot of questions about this, and I have to answer these questions. So those are my main, I think, tasks.
Right. Are there any special challenges you are facing within this context of religious diversity in such a plural city as Berlin is?
I mean, Berlin and Brandenburg context, I think the interreligious dialogue is really a necessity, because I said it's a city, there are a lot of different religions and Weltanschauung, as we say, I don't know the English word of Weltanschauung.
Beliefs in general?
Beliefs. It could also be a secular belief or a socialistic belief or a humanistic belief, whatever people call belief. We are around 3.8 million people in Berlin. 60% are saying they don't belong to any religion or denomination. This is a high amount. And 60.5% Protestants, 9% Catholics, 8% Muslims, and 0.1% Jews. And the rest is, you know, we have around 300 different religion groups. Could be a Buddhist small group, also Christian small group, or even bigger churches or mosque and so on. So you have a high diversity of people, and usually the people are meeting only at hospital or in the school, or then they are going shopping here and there. Yeah. So, and because of this diversity, it's, I think, for a democratic value in mind, a necessity to know about each other, just to get a knowledge, not to feel, okay, I get a media view, and I think what media is saying about Muslims, for example, is, okay, all Muslims are like this. They are radical, they are, a lot of people are highly violent and so on. And so the people have fear and they act like this. So we need more knowledge about the other. And the other thing is we need an attitude to have a little bit emphatic view to the others. So an open view to the others. So you need both. Knowledge alone is not enough. You can read it everywhere, but you have to deal with your attitude. It should be more an open attitude. And because if I have knowledge, but I'm I'm in fear. It would not help to really get in a dialogue. So both things is needed. And in this third room, as I mentioned, I think this is the main two topics: to give people knowledge and to work with them, that they get an attitude to interpretate this knowledge in a good way.
You've been talking about bubbles, so certain communities tend to stick to themselves, so they work and live and believe within their own bubbles, which often leads to stereotyping against other bubbles and groups. Are there any projects or ways of breaking these bubbles up and of bringing new beliefs in these bubbles in order to help to, well, actually stop and abolish stereotyping?
There are a lot of several projects. They're all more or less small. And they are working in the Kiez, not in the whole city, but in a, for example, a rabbi and an imam are going to school. Two pupils, which are have a migration background, and it's for them astonishing to see both two together. Because of the Near East conflict, they feel Israel and Jews and Arab world and Muslims are only fighting. And so an imam and a rabbi come together and talk about religion, and they are laughing together, and they feel that they have a lot in common. So this is one project, for example, Meet to Respect. Another project is that you have an interreligious group preparing a pilgrimage to synagogue, mosque, and church. So one day we are at the mosque, we will have an issue. We have a lecture, a small one, and a Christian-Jewish repeat. And then discussion and small dinner and a blessing, and then the next week we are in the synagogue, and there's the introduction by the Jewish, and then the Christian and Muslims are answering. And so people coming together, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and for example, Muslims the first time visited a synagogue, and Jewish the first time visited a mosque. Maybe a little bit frightened before, or I don't know how it will be, and then it's okay. So it's the second project. Or there's a few of interreligious peers, so young people who are working together because we want to know each other. It's more through community, more through relationship. And within the relationship, they ask, oh, you are Jewish, or you are Hindu, or you are Baha'i, what does this mean? And so learning to work together for a project, and in this case also working, or also learning about the other, what his values are, what his belief is in the back, and so on. So they have a lot. And so also in the Berlin Forum of dialogue, there's one youth group working there. But we have a lot from a Jewish foundation. There's a dialogue perspectives. They're now we are now with 10 years adversity, I think so. It's called like this. And so since 10 years we are doing this. Founded from a Jewish community, but with all the others. And there's from the Muslim side, it's called Juga, young, and Jung, Gläubig, aktiv, young and believers and active. Yeah. And it started with Juma, young Muslim and active, but they widened the room for the others. So it, they are somehow, sometimes they are doing it, they will make a Plakataktion.
With flyers?
And not only flyers, but in the tube and in Litfaßsäulen.
All right, advertising.
Advertising with big
posters.
Posters. So I'm a Muslim, but I'm tolerant.
Right.
Or I'm a Jew, but I'm not like this. Or I'm Baha'i, and I like that everyone is respectful to the other, and so on. Right. So and all the faces were young guys. This was a nice work. Huh? Wow. So trying in this point to change the attitudes of people. Or to give the people the chance to ask new questions.
Right. And by that, breaking up bubbles.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for this insight on working with religious diversity in Berlin. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to meet you back on Voices in Between.